This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Right now we're riding back out of the phone lines. We got Paul in Greentree joining us. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, I just want to ask about Cruz. I was at the game when Rennie Stennett slid into second base back in the 70s.
He was never the same.
No. And that's what I'm concerned about. Is it the same type of break, or is there a more positive spin to it, have you heard?
Well, from what I understand, that it's something that they believe he should, you know, be back from 100%. It's going to take, obviously, time, 4 months. I wouldn't rush him, by the way. If it means coming back and having throw,
I'd wait till next year.
Yeah, I would do that. And you know, he's too important for them. But I think they have some tremendous people over there at AHN who took care of the surgery. So I'm convinced that he'll be okay. But even so, the question is, you know, it holds this guy back a little bit. And he relies on his legs. He relies on the feet and also for the foundation of his swing, which is why he gets so much on his swing velocity wise. So we'll see how that transpires, but it's a shame he's going to end up sacrificing a year for that, all because of a stupid play at home plate.
Yeah. Maybe the taller guys, they need to show him a different way to slide.
Or maybe they should get rid of the Buster Posey rule. I hate it. Now, what did you think about that when they put it in? I know why they did it, but I guarantee you, if it wasn't Buster Posey who got injured with some second, backup catcher, they wouldn't have installed that rule. They did it because he was out and he was their star player at the time with San Francisco.
Right. What I don't understand is, if I'm not mistaken, the catcher was in the baseline.
Once you get the ball,
I thought they were supposed to move aside.
Once you get the ball, I think you can do that. It's when the ball arrives.
No, he was in the baseline, I think, before he caught the ball. I might be wrong, but
okay, I'd have to go back
I'm
and look.
See, that's but
Paul. This is my point with this stupid rule that you're looking at, and he's trying to make a play where he's got to worry about where his foot is, and the runner has to worry about not making contact with him, essentially, because you don't want to be that guy.
Correct.
So it leads to all this stuff. Okay, how many times do you actually have a collision at home plate? Yeah, you do throughout the course of a season, but it's part of the game. You were taught back when I was playing back in high school, it was a long time ago, to knock the ball away and jar it loose. You know, I know the safety and the concussion issue, all this stuff. But man, oh man, it's making that play hard to figure out, and it makes an undue amount of stress for both the catcher and the base runner, in my opinion.
Good point.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370.